These boys tell me there's somebody in their neighborhood selling crack cocaine. Finally!
Are we live?
Back again after yet another one of their little mini tiny hiatuses.
Pretty exciting, huh?
Here come Colin Burton.
Does that make your empty, godless life more worth living?
From VizzleandPop.com.
I fucking doubt that.
And from SonOfCheese.com.
I say this from my heart, really.
Here come Derek Knight.
I've never liked you.
With the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
We are almost an embarrassment to ourselves and certainly the laughingstock of the world.
That's right, it is the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. I'm Derek Knight from SonOfCheese.com, and we have a full house for the first time in a long time. With me, as always, though, Colin Burton from FizzleandPop.com.
Hello, everybody.
My sister Heather joins us from Mad and Spam.
Hello.
My dad, Jess, who's down how many pounds now?
90 pounds.
90 pounds lighter, my dad, Jess Knight, and from whatever website he's maintaining right now, it's the Jew Wario, Justin Carmichael.
Shalom, my peeps.
And yeah, so it's been a while. Geek alert going off. There's two in the room at least, right?
Two geeks. Good lord.
Two and a half.
Derek's a geek.
Your sister is she's a geek supreme. Colin's a geek, extra geek.
Extra. I'll take a geek with extra geek on the side. Yeah.
I'm just a dork.
there's a big difference, but we've been remiss in getting our collective shit together to cast in recent months. And speaking
and
of which,
the baby's not even here yet.
And the baby's not even here yet. So how busy am I going to be once that little bastard shows up?
It's going to be insane.
Killer B room.
That's right. I just showed everybody the nursery that I recently got through spending like 12 to 15 hours painting.
There's pirate bee.
Are you
going to
post pictures?
I will. I should probably post pictures on my blog at sonofcheese.com. So kids, if I haven't already before I post this podcast, which would be kind of odd if I already did post the pictures of the nursery, I will post pictures of the nursery in the days to come. But what we're going to do kind of in this podcast, just because we can, is catch up with everybody because, you know, we just haven't talked in so long. Colin, what's new with you?
Nothing. I've talked more recently than anybody else here, so why the hell are you starting with me?
I'll end with you then.
Maybe in half an hour he'll have something new.
Yeah. And Heather, you recently turned 37?
Yes, I did.
37 years of age, yep. So you're closer to 40 than you are to 30 now. How do you feel?
I feel the same.
She looks different.
She's been closer to 40 than 30 for 2 years.
Yeah.
Can't you do math? Oh, no, that's right.
I can't.
He went to Wildfield.
So, yeah, and anyhow.
Woo-hoo.
So what's been going on with you?
With me?
Yeah.
Not a lot. Just my birthday and going to Junction next week.
Why for? Why are you going to Grand Junction, which is roughly 300 miles west of here?
To go see Grandma, because Mom is going over there to work, and she wanted me to go with her, so... Yeah. I'm dragging Colin's daughter with me, and we're going to see Grandma.
Mm. Going to be interesting.
And the pigs.
Yeah. Okay.
Pigs are dead, I'm sure.
Probably. Yeah.
So you'll see them, but you'll see them on your plate and then in your belly. And then one last time.
God, I hope you don't see them in your
and
belly.
And then you flush them. it's a really cool magic trick.
But, what a vicious circle.
It's done with mirrors.
But you did recently, though, if you believe in the spooky and the paranormal, recently picked up an EVP. Why don't you set the stage as to why you picked up this EVP?
Okay. I've mentioned it on my blog, how I'm the secretary for the Homeowners Association where we live. And I have this huge recorder that one of the past presidents gave me to record the meetings with. And it sits right in front of me, and it's got a condensed microphone. And so it picks up everything that's going on, but you have to be speaking in a normal speaking voice to actually have your voice be heard on the tape. And more times than not, I've had people whispering at me during the meetings, and those whispers have never been picked up. So in order to whisper into this recorder and be heard, you'd have to be standing right in front of it and bent over. And when this happened, there was a lot of people moving.
You said bent over.
I know I did. So, but when this happened, there was a lot of people moving around, but the only person that ever walked in front of me was Dad, and he never stopped and, you know, whispered anything. I would have noticed that. But, so, the next day, I was going through the tape so I could do the minutes, and I got to the part where it was the election meeting, and so what was going on was everybody was going, the board members were getting up and going into a back room to vote on the new officers, so there was just a lot of chitter-chatter going on, and you hear something about the gavel, and then Jim says something, and then it was either Dad or Frank said, whatever, Jim, and all of a sudden I hear these whispers, and it's, whatever, I know your dreams.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, how about
scary.
How about we play that?
Yeah,
how about
we do that?
For
you
kids right now. Justin, put your headphones back on.
Justin, very scary.
Seriously, put your headphones
get
back
scary.
On.
You've got
Justin,
to
get
do
scary,
it.
No.
You've got to put your headphones back on.
Scary. What a freaking geek.
I know. So, kids.
No, that's me being a pansy.
So, kids, let's all be quiet and listen. There's going to be some lead time on it. There's going to be some of what she talked about, the chitter chatter, and then you'll hear it. So here we go. That's
I heard it.
That was so
oh my
scary.
God!
Justin
was working on the train.
That was,
oh my God!
From well beyond the grave, that's Sam Cooke and his classic chain gang. Anyhow, here now is the EVP.
That's nothing.
Could you hear it? It said, I know your dreams.
I know what it is.
I know your dreams.
Yeah, that was somebody. Yeah.
One more time, kids. One more time.
I thought it was going to be scary.
It is scary.
Turns it up.
So there you have it, the EVP.
It was somebody. No, it was nobody.
It was somebody from beyond the grave.
It was.
Yeah,
that knows your dreams.
So there you go, kids. The world premiere of the I Know Your Dreams EVP as recorded at the Georgetown Square Homeowners Association meeting by my sister Heather. So, I like it. I mean, I know Justin now suddenly he's like, oh, you guys go.
Well, I thought it was going to be something really close up,
he's
you know, but it's everybody
brave.
Else was very far away, you know, and this one was kind of far away. And I was like, oh, okay, but I was thinking if everybody else was far away, and then all of a sudden, this one was really close, and I'm going to kill you in your sleep. You know, that I would, you know, I'd be scared, but this one was just, hey, it's just back. Yeah,
Colin's
somebody
a little,
said it.
Colin's
they don't
a little skeptical about
it,
too, because he's, you know, like that. But,
yeah,
he doesn't I'm
like
believe.
That.
I'd rather no, I don't I'd believe. Rather be err on the side of fun. And
oh, it's
that,
a fun thing. I'm yeah. not saying it.
But the whole thing is, like I said, I mean, this, it's definitely a whisper, and for a whisper
right.
to be heard on that recorder as well as a normal voice, I mean, somebody would have had to have been standing right there, and nobody ever was standing in front of me, ever.
But it sounded like everybody else's voices.
Yeah, but it was
it's
definitely
distant,
whispering.
So
I mean,
it was like,
we were walking out of the room.
You see, that's the difference. Whatever with your skepticism.
It's a ghost.
So anyway, anything else new with you, Heather? That you want to share with the kid?
No.
The listener, one listener we have?
I saw Juno last night. We all
saw
Juno last night.
The movie Juno, with the exception of Justin. We all saw the movie Juno last night, and it was...
It was fun.
It was fun. It was, it was funny.
Favorite movie.
It was enjoyable. It was
really?
Done by... It was done by Fox Searchlight, and it did have a bit of that Napoleon Dynamite feel to it, set somewhere in Minnesota. And, it was really a fun movie. And it, really, seriously, the premise of the movie, all I'd heard about it was that it was about some 16-year-old who gets knocked up, and she's kind of sarcastic. I'm thinking, well, that doesn't sound like fun. Much better than you think.
Very good dialogue.
Yeah, it was well written, cleverly executed. It was a fun film. I'm very happy that we went to go see it.
The writer also has a blog somewhere, so
don't they all?
Yeah, just letting you know.
That's cool.
But I'm not letting you know too much. You're gonna have to find it yourself.
And the writer's name was Diablo what?
Cody.
Diablo Cody, which it sounds to me like a nickname, because if you're naming your kid Diablo, boy, you've got some problems.
Max.
Max, well, at least I'm not naming him Maximus Thor like I originally had planned.
Maximus Thor!
Awesome. Maximus Thor Knight! Yeah. That's a name you can
Maximus
share.
Gluteus.
Yeah, he would get the nickname Gluteus, and he would.
They were
going
to name him Charles Joseph.
Charles Joseph, but then what happened? Joseph. You called him Charlie,
Chucky
and.
Joe.
First time I heard somebody call him Charlie, I was like, ah, that's it. F that. My kid's not getting called Charlie.
And
sorry.
I can't call him Maxi Pad either.
No. So, Dad.
Yes.
You had the gastric bypass on Halloween, of all days.
I did.
And you're doing well now. You're down about 90 pounds. Other than that, what's new with you?
Well, I had a sucky summer. I was supposed to have gastric bypass on July 11th. And on the 1st of June, Heather noticed there was blood on the carpet. Hmm. And so we looked at my foot, and there was a little puncture mark. We thought I'd stepped on some glass. And things went on, and I got MRSA, and they were going to cut my foot off and my leg off. And it took 4 months to clear this up. I took intravenous antibiotics for 6 weeks, and I took oral antibiotics for 4 weeks.
And we had to push your ass around in a wheelchair in Las Vegas for 7 days.
And they pushed me around in a wheelchair, which was embarrassing as hell. But finally, I got that cleared up.
I think the most embarrassing part of that, about that is when you tried to wear your shorts. And
they could see up my whoopies. They could see my whoopies.
He sat down, and the shorts kind of disappeared under his shirt. No. It looks like we're pushing around a guy with no pants. We had to turn around and go back so he could change.
Fuck you. I had to go change.
Looks like we're pushing this around Larry Flint.
I like the girls.
That's right.
Yeah, I got this whisper. It says,
I know you're fat.
So I had to get gastric bypass. But the doctor come in, and he says, you're going to be in the hospital 6 days. You're a real high risk because you're 58 years old. You weigh almost 400 pounds, and it's going to be the hardest operation. I'm going to have to do the big scars. He got done, said it was the easiest one he ever did. I was out in 3 days, and I've had, other than having a grouchy pouch, I've had no problems.
Well, you know, that's the thing. We came,
grouchy pouch, that sounds like a name for a band.
We came to see pouch, yeah. We came to see him in the hospital just hours after the operation. He's sitting up watching TV.
Yep.
Just a few days after getting out of the hospital, he went out golfing with us.
Which was a mistake.
Which he wasn't supposed to do. Had two heart attacks.
Yeah.
Thank God for the pacemaker.
Episodes.
Did you have two episodes that day?
Episodes, yeah.
Technically two heart attacks.
No.
Thank God for the pacemaker.
They weren't heart attacks.
But, it's a success story, you know, back on track and looking good.
Yep. I've lost 10 inches in my waist. I've lost two shirt sizes. I've lost, my weenie's gone, but I don't know. I think that whispered ghost got it.
But have you got a ransom note yet?
I got a ransom note, yeah.
A ransom whisper.
I'm only after with me.
So, Justin, got your hat on and you're ready to go.
I'm ready.
What's new with you?
Holy crap, what's not new with me? Yeah. Got new hole in my head.
Huh?
When I had my molars, my wisdom teeth taken out, well, they're molars, they just came in wrong. When I had my wisdom teeth taken out, they said that my upper ones, the roots were really close to my sinuses. And it might puncture my sinus. Well, it did on the right-hand side. Hmm. And I got a bloody nose that day, didn't think anything of it. Well, that was, way back in October.
Yeah, that was a while back.
Actually, in September.
Yeah.
Well, I've had an infection in my nose ever since. Mm-hmm. So 2 weeks ago, and I've been on antibiotics, it clears it up, and then I get off antibiotics, it comes back, and I can't breathe, and I'm, you know, just dark green stuff, not going to go into it, but it's really nasty.
Yeah, it sounds bad.
Yeah. Come to find out that all the stuff in my sinus wasn't allowing the antibiotics to get to it to fix it. So they went in and they took this itty-bitty little drill and drilled a hole into my nose on the right-hand side, took out bone about the size of a lima bean, and allowed it to drain out. So now I have a hole leading from my sinus directly into the back of my nose. And so, yeah.
And, can you believe this guy's married to a woman?
Episcopic sinus surgery is what they called it.
Huh.
And I'm 10,000 times better.
Well, that's good.
Can we see the hole?
No. Actually, the hole they made was, he said, the size of the head of a pin. And then they would pull the bone out through that. And he showed, and it would be about the size of a little lima bean. So, and it'll be in my head for the rest of my life, but I'll never have any problems, he said, in this side of my head again.
Well, that's
even,
good.
Even the cold, you know, it'll be the right side, it'll be just fine. So. Huh.
So did you ask him to do the other side then, too? So
he was going to.
So, yeah, when you get a when you get a cold, it'll almost like be having a mini stroke.
Yeah.
Lime my beans! He'll need a nose pacemaker.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I had that, and I've... been translating, finally doing some good with that little Japanese that I know, yeah. And I've been translating some Japanese cards from my favorite Japanese comic, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
True.
And I've actually been getting people who are interested in this, so just finished up some of the translations and doing well, yeah. And
and to continue the theme of things not going well, you're looking for a job.
I'm looking for a job, yeah.
Yeah. So anybody out there want to hire Justin, he can speak limited Japanese, and he's got a hole in his face, and he's a hard worker.
And he wears funny hats.
Yeah, I work for LexisNexis, so...
just one hat, but it's
just
funny.
Just the one. But and so, yeah, that's good stuff.
Heather forgot to tell about our Swedish relatives she found.
Yeah.
Swedish relatives.
We are... Of course, the name Knight, not Swedish, but my mom's maiden name, Wittegren, which used to be Pettersson, but true to our family's way of doing things, we stole the name on the way into the country from some other soul. And so we're the Wittegrens on one side of my family. And Heather, yeah, you've been big into the genealogy for a while, and you found some relatively famous relatives. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that before we find out about our real-life relative?
Okay, well, most of the famous relatives, well, okay, they're actually on both sides, but most of the ones that I've been working on now are on Dad's side, and it's like George Washington is like a cousin, and Queen Elizabeth II is a cousin.
But the link to George Washington, though, runs even better because we're related to, what, Robert E. Lee on his wife's side?
Yeah, but that's only by marriage, so it's not like by blood. But yeah, but he's in
Robert
our family
E. Lee,
tree.
The commander-in-chief of the Confederate armies.
Well, and what's cool is that on Dad's side, we're... George Washington is a cousin. On mom's side, actually, no, it's on dad's side, both of them, but on his dad's side, it's George Washington. On his mom's side, it's his wife. So we've got the whole George Martha Washington.
So we've been
thing
inbreeding for several generations.
Yes, we have.
Yeah. That's good.
We have.
That's okay. Why so. I can't find my.
Behave. Anyways, so you want to hear about the real one now?
Yeah, let's hear about the people that actually exist.
Okay, like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, I started the Anton and Olga blog, which was, I have this huge box of letters written by our great-grandparents, Anton and Olga, back and forth to each other when they were courting, back before they got married, and they're very cool, and some of them are written in Swedish, so I've been trying to translate them, but I stopped doing it. I mean, I got lazy, and I just stopped, but when I set up the blog... I set it up so that if I ever got a comment, it would be directly emailed to me. So on Wednesday or Thursday, I got an email from this guy named Goran Stenström.
Goran Stenström.
Goran Stenström, yeah, from Sweden.
Sven. Sven.
Lars.
Lars.
Lars. Lars, that's right.
I told mom about it, and I said, his name is Goran. Lars?
Lars?
No, his name is Goran. Lars?
Lars?
So anyway, but this guy had found my... blog, and he emailed, well, he commented, and I got emailed to me, but he said, Olga's mother was Josefina Stenström, and her father was Johan Carl, or Johan Oscar Olaf, or something. I can't ever remember.
Johan Oscar, oh, yeah, just rattle off a bunch of...
a whole bunch of names. It was Johan Olaf. Her father was Johan Olaf, and his brother was my great-great-grandfather, so we're related. So drop me a line. So I emailed him and everything, but it's actually very cool. I mean, he's sending me... Yesterday, he sent me part of the Stenström family tree back to 1685.
Wow.
Which is very cool. So, and he said, we're a very, very tiny, tiny, tiny group of people.
Yeah, they're Stenströms.
The Stenströms
from sure, you betcha.
Some little town that starts with a V that I can't remember. Vrigstad? I probably can't pronounce.
Is it Vrigstad?
I don't know.
Because you know who else is in Vrigstad?
Who?
David Gunnarsson.
Oh, the guy that did your helmet.
The guy that painted my hockey helmet.
Oh, right. Maybe it starts with, it's like V-Y-K
maybe he's related.
Something.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah.
Maybe you should try to get a family discount.
Yeah. Next time.
Yeah, you're probably related to him.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Okay, how about you, Derek?
What's new with me? Well, like I said, I recently completed the painting of the baby's room.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be a grandpa. I forgot.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be the daycare grandpa.
People know that. But, yeah, the Max update, Heather's doing fine. She's tired. Max is fine, according to the doctor. We had all our, you know, all our tests come out fine. So early on, when they told us we were going to have a non-functioning Down syndrome baby, they were wrong.
And thank Max, God. And he's got a schlong about 8 inches long.
Max is fine. And,
that's where yours went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
he has his grandfather's schlong.
Yeah. Yeah. We
take that out of his
head. We are actually in the process of taking all the classes that the hospital recommends at this stage in the pregnancy, which really, frankly, is kind of a pain in the ass because, like, today we had a 5-hour class. Tomorrow we've got the other 5-hour class. We had a 2.5-hour class earlier in the week, which we have the completion of another 2.5 hours, I think Monday or Tuesday, probably Tuesday. And, yeah, it's just...
Do you have to go through all this?
No, they recommended, and, well, you know, it's our first and now only after I've seen what you have to go through. So, and Heather, you know, neither of us knew what to expect.
I never went through any of that.
Well, yeah, but all you did was knock somebody up and then, oh, shit, look, you're pregnant.
Yeah.
Here comes the kid. So, you know, you were unprepared from the start. So don't give me any,
but I didn't go through it, and hey, I'm fine.
At least I stuck around, right? And they're good kids, damn it.
You did stick around. So. You stuck around, and the
kids.
One is a giant.
Yeah, he's a giant.
He's huge.
He is, I think if there were ever a visual definition of galoot, that could be your son. Like size 18 feet.
Yep.
About 8 feet tall.
And he's got a good name.
Justin. Yeah.
And he eats and eats and eats some more.
He's an eater.
Yeah, well, he needs to.
He ate all the Thanksgiving Day desserts.
What did he call your trifle?
Super cake.
Super cake.
Super cake.
Super cake.
Yeah.
Whoa, super cake.
But yeah, no, just because you were completely unprepared doesn't mean I'm not going. But I'll tell you what, today in the class, we had to watch two different videos of live vaginal birth. And let me tell you something, there is nothing that'll turn you off more than watching this thing crawl out of the vagina all covered in shit. And then out comes the placenta. And the doctor's poking around the placenta and stretching the membranes.
Yeah,
like,
there's no
Jesus,
eye in there.
That looks like a freaking Red Top burger.
See, I remember.
Hey, look, a finger. What the hell did I do?
Oh, shit.
I remember when Justin was born, the doctor said, and this is what he was in, and she held it up and she held it open and everything. It was like,
you've been through helpful. That. You've been through that live.
In person. Twice, yeah.
They decided today I'm going to be in the birthing room.
Decided a long time ago that you're not going to be in the birthing room. Yeah. There's actually a very nice waiting room right around the corner that you'll be in with a television.
I might be at work.
Yeah. You could probably work now.
No, God, you're like Mary Beth. Are you going to work now? Hell no, I'm not going to work now. I don't have to work.
Yeah. Other than that, I mean, nothing really is going on with me. So, yeah, just working.
Broke your toe.
Well, I broke my toe. I think I have a fractured elbow as well. But, you know, I've always got something wrong with me. No big deal.
Are you moving it?
Huh? What, this one?
Yeah, well, then you don't have a fractured elbow.
Well, no, you can have a fractured elbow and still move it.
Urban myths. That would be a good one.
I mean, I haven't broken too many bones, but I've never, you know, broken a bone to where it's been immobilized. I mean, even when I blew my knee out, I could still walk around. That didn't mean I wasn't in constant pain.
Greek.
I mean, you know, there's a difference. You know, I broke my ankle once, I'm sure of it. You just let these things heal, because if they put you in a cast, then you really can't move. So
Derek knows better than them, God damn it.
I broke my shoulder, and it was 12 days before I even talked to a doctor.
Right, well, but you
I
really,
couldn't move it.
But you really, through your own just carelessness, destroyed that shoulder from the story. Because you told that story, if you'll remember.
Yeah, but it was,
I mean, I shattered my ring. I shattered my ring fingers one time, and you know, I talked to the doctor. And they X-rayed him, and they called me up, and they said, "You need to come in now." And I said, "Well, what are you going to do?" I said, "Well, we'll splint it." I said, "I've got splints on them already, so there's nothing you can do for me other than, you know, what I'm already doing for myself."
Yeah.
Except, of course, they told me, like, that's one of the reasons I don't really want to go see the doctor, because what's the first thing he'll say?
Give me money.
Yeah, you got a broken bone.
I don't know. What?
Give me money's first, and second would be don't play hockey.
And you don't want to hear that.
No.
It's not that you can tell he's playing now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still
Swedish
doing okay.
Swedish Sib.
Still doing okay.
Swedish
Sib. I'm only a quarter Swedish, so I'm only a quarter Sib. That's why, you know, I play good for about three quarters of the game, then I suck in the last 5 minutes.
Problem is there's only three periods, so.
I thought you was a third Swedish.
Well, add the time up and divide it by four, dipshit. Start giving me shit about sports, Mister.
Beth. I'm just giving you shit about
speaking,
math.
Yeah, speaking of the sports, the Super Bowl is going to happen, I believe, next Sunday. Is it?
Is it next Sunday?
The big 2 week lead in. We're already a week through the big week, 2 week hype.
Are
or is it 3 weeks now?
No.
And we've got two people in the room, both
who don't care.
Both I assume born with testicles and yet have no clue even who's playing in the Super Bowl.
No clue.
Colin actually watched the NFC game with me.
Bitch.
you don't even watch sports anymore.
So not while I'm drinking.
So who's playing in the Super Bowl there, Colin?
The Patriots and New York.
And you know this because we've been making fun of Aaron at work all...
No, that's not... Like I listen to you at work. No. I know this because I watched the game with Heather.
We work with a guy from Maine who's a big... Red Sox fan, a big Patriots fan.
Boo.
And all season we've been making fun of Brady. Gay Brady, we call him.
That's a good name.
With his, you know, his injuries are like anal inflammation. Yeah.
What rhymes with Brady? Fag?
So he's been getting it from all sides. And, of course, his team has continued to persevere and is going into the Super Bowl, of course, undefeated. But we're not letting up. And, yeah. Like he's been, you know, we saw him with his boyfriend Carl Yastrzemski, and to somebody who lives in the New England area, these are fighting words. So it's just fun to watch because Aaron's a bit of, you know, he's kind of passive, so it's fun to get him a little, you know, to the point where it's like, now okay, that's enough, guys. And but I did teach him, you know, and that's another funny thing. He's from Maine, but he has never used the word chief in a sentence. So I actually had to teach him. That whole part of the New England
How's
culture.
How's it going there, Chief?
But now he does that. And that's his way of telling me we've gone too far. He's all, okay there, Chief. Whatever, Chief. That's enough, Chief. So he'll work the Chief in now, which is good. I mean, I don't know why I had to teach him how to be from New England, but he's taken to it. Yeah. So that's enough there, Chief. Yes.
Oh, I've also started with a couple of friends of mine. We're starting to do some obscure video game reviews. And I've got one posted up already, and we're going to do another one on Tuesday. And we're hoping to do these up
where,
by
Where
by
can weekly. Somebody find these?
At jewario.blogspot.com or at Emerald Hierophant, HEIROPHANT, blogspot.com. But we got links for, I think, the Emerald Hierophant on your website.
Yeah, you can find, if you just click on the Justin Carmichael link on my sidebar, it'll take you to the Emerald Hierophant, so you don't have to spell it. I've done all the heavy lifting for you, kids.
But yeah, it's a... And
so what video games good. Have you reviewed up to this point?
Just the one right now.
And which one is it?
Umihara Kawase. It's actually one of the best games that just never came out in America. It's a little girl who runs around with a fishing pole. And she has to get from point A to point B, and it's a puzzle game, and it is a lot of fun. It is a really good game.
Now, are you only going to review games that nobody has heard of?
No. We we've got a thing called the Ludus Challenge, which is Ludus is Latin for a game. The game challenge, where it's basically we take a game that one of us has never played before, but the other one has. And we put the person in front of the computer who has never played it before, and we just watch them and kind of observe and see how they do it. And it's kind of like how sometimes you'll watch somebody else play a video game and you won't say anything, but you're thinking to yourself, ooh, there's a secret passage there if they do this. Oh, I wonder if they'll do this. Oh, no, don't do that. You can do this, you know. And so it's kind of fun to see how they do it.
Armchair quarterbacking?
Kinda, but we don't say anything. And it's just a... We take all the time, we, you know, do a 30-minute recording, and then we condense everything into about 7 minutes of gameplay so that people get the gist of how the game works and stuff, and they get to see, okay, yeah, you do this, you don't do this, and it's a lot of fun. And it actually turned out really, really well.
Good. Cool.
So
Great.
Yeah, check it out, and we'll we'll be doing a DS game here on Tuesday.
All right.
What game?
It's called Game Center CX.
Because this doesn't post till Wednesday, so.
Arino no Chosenjo, which is Arino's challenge. It's based off of a Japanese TV show called Game Center CX. And the whole game for this one is fake 1980s NES games. Never existed, but they're a lot of fun to play.
So, yeah, kids, support Justin in his new endeavor. Go to the website that you can't spell or juwario.blogspot.com and check out his videos of the game reviews. I assume they're hosted on YouTube.
Yes, yes.
They and are, so if you just, you know, find his page on YouTube, you can watch them there as well.
Ludus Challenge.
Yeah. So that's that'll be fun. I saw it posted, but I just never had the time to sit down and watch it yet.
Yeah.
Especially since I can't access anybody's blog at work anymore.
Right.
Oh yeah, you'll be looking for another. Are you unemployed now, Justin?
No. I've still got a job.
Well,
I've
what if your boss is our one fan? Does he know you're looking for a job?
I doubt it.
Oh no.
No, it's the guy that owns. It's our boss. It's our ultimate boss that listens. Yes. Hi. And hey, Justin needs a job.
Yeah. And it, even if my boss did listen, he'd understand.
Yeah. So actually, kids, you know, for a while I've been working on Colin to see if he's got any semblance of a sack at all, and see if he'll participate in the shock trivia, and he just won't do it. I asked a couple of the guys.
Suck at trivia. I would just get shocked nonstop.
You know, I asked a couple of guys that I play hockey with, especially Ryan Spradlin. He said he was he was really good at trivia, and I said, "Would you participate in shock trivia?" And his attitude changed. You know, it's so. But Justin, before we started recording, said he'd do it.
Oh, yeah.
Said he'd strap on the collar and go head-to-head with me.
A collar? This is going to be a collar? No, I'm just kidding. No, it's just a hand.
Collar. It's a collar.
It's a dog collar.
Yeah, it's a shock collar.
It's the shock collar
for
training dogs. See?
Oh, so now.
I don't want to do this shit. Oh, that's going to be interesting.
Oh, so now you're...
No, I'll still do it.
Okay, so yeah, he wants to strap on the collar and go head-to-head with me.
I don't want to strap on the collar, but for good potting, I will.
Yes. And, you know, it's not like...
For
it's,
the sake of the pod.
It's completely unoriginal. I mean, completely ripping it off from because I heard it on the Don and Mike show, and I'm sure they ripped it off from somewhere else.
Collar?
But
now, are you sure they used a collar? Because
they used a collar.
Okay, well,
because
I know if you get an electrical jolt across your heart, it could kill you.
It's set to 5.
Doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, if you have a weak heart.
Wouldn't you just feel so
bad? Why didn't you just set it to
2?
Well, we'll find out. We'll find out what...
Yeah,
what,
that's what you... Each time you get a question wrong, it gets jacked up 1 until it reaches 5.
Yeah,
and then you die.
My pacemaker goes...
Yeah, you definitely couldn't do it.
Well, we'll have you sign.
If you do it like around a wrist or in your hand or something, you're thinking like that.
Oh, no,
you know?
It's around your leg.
No, I won't do the neck.
Oh, you won't do the neck. Jesus, man.
Around your leg, man.
I was thinking it was like they have the shock things where you have the handle and you see the light, and as soon as the light comes down, you push the button, you know.
No, this is an actual dog collar, shock collar for training hunting dogs that'll go around your neck. And you get zapped.
That will go around your neck.
Yeah.
I still think you
so
can
now
like,
you're
put
backing
it
out.
Or...
Okay.
Okay. We'll see how the dog collars work. If it's really nasty jolt, I'm out.
Well,
but if it's not too bad,
seriously,
if it's like the hands,
what
thing,
I should do
I'll
is
do
let you
hands.
Listen. I should let you listen to the segment on the Don and Mike show where they do it.
Okay.
And gauge their reactions and then see if you want to.
Send me that link.
I think you should just try it out.
I think so too.
Just
but he's starting to wobble.
Oh no! You do. Well, I thought it was the hand.
You thought it wouldn't
thing.
Be so so intimidating.
Yeah,
scary.
I thought. I get shocked. I pull my hand
so
away.
You were probably,
instead of like,
that's funny. That's funny because now you were probably thinking, Jesus, Colin is a pussy.
No, Colin was right. Colin was smart.
That's funny. Well, kids, it has gone fast, all of the chit-chat. It's we're out of time.
Hey, we never got to talk about what's new with me.
Well, maybe some
that's all right.
Other...
The answer's yippee. Still nothing.
That's right. So maybe some other time. I'm Derek Knight from SonOfCheese.com. You've been listening to the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Colin Burton from FizzleAndPop.com. Join us.
Goodbye.
My sister Heather from Mad and Spam.
See ya.
My dad, Jess Knight.
Buck Montrose.
And the Jew Wario, Justin Carmichael.
Take care, everyone.
Hey, kids, thanks for joining us. We'll be back again, and I guarantee this because we're going to record another one. So we'll be back again next Wednesday.